Shalom to all. Today's office is Shabbat Chagiga Daf Tez Zayin. We're starting about the fourth line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mem Zar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah had said, Ulchatos imnit miyadav nit megufai, in regards to the Chatos, which is specifically referring to the Mechatos, namely the ashes, the paraduma mixed into the water, that's bringing the people in Kalim or Tame Mace, and it's Matire them. So in regards to the Chatos, if a person's hands became Tame, that's considered like his whole body is Tame. So Aruchanani says, Loshechidju Tumul Chatos, and said they were Mechadesh, they created a brand new Tumul because of Chatos, because of the paraduma. Duma, due to the fact that they were more machmir, El Amura, they said, Hamatama Toma Kala, Kamatama Toma Chamura, the Chomer, the Chamworm saying, is simply that if a person became Tame with a Toma Kala, namely he just became a Rishon, it's if he became Tame with a Toma Chamura, namely his entire body is Tame, and that's the only thing they instituted, but again, it's not that they created a brand new Toma. And we continue discussing this, where Yaakov Rachel says, Shem Rablazar, one of the Psukim in regards to Paraduma tells us, Va'asav Ish Tahar, we just added that word in, and a man who is Tahar shall gather the ashes. Now the question is, Matamalamar Tahar, why is the Pasuk have to say Tahar? Hagasmacha, think about it for yourself. If he was Tame, of course he's going to be Tame the ashes, so it's obvious that he has to be Tahar. Why does the Pasuk have to add that word in, Tahar? Matamalam Tahar, so why does the Pasuk have to say Tahar? And the answer is emphasizing on Filat Oisvi Magrefa, that even if he's going to scoop it up with a shovel, and he's not going to touch the ashes himself, he's touching it with a shovel, still Amra Taira, Tahar, the Taira is still emphasizing that he has to be Tahar, and that's the Chiddush of why it says V'asavesh Tahar, that again, even if he's not going to be touching the ashes, he's going to be scooping them up with a shovel, he still has to be Tahar. So you can be asking, Manan Kamin, what are we referring to? If we're talking about a metal Magrefa, metal shovel, of course that would be a problem. A kli matechas, a metal kli, even if it's pashut, it's flat, meaning it doesn't have a receptacle. In other words, even if this is a shovel that doesn't have walls on the side, it's basically a flat piece of metal. Since it's metal, it's still able to be mekabel tuma from the person who's tamei. So even without the pasuk telling us that he has to be tahar, we know that he's not allowed to use a metal shovel. And even Magrev Shal Eitz, if you want to say, okay, he's using a wooden shovel, and we know that pshute kli Eitz, a flat wooden kli, is not able to be mekabel tuma, still would be a problem here because like I'm machlas davar tamehu, wouldn't this be considered like the ashes are being held by someone which is Tamei, specifically with Paraduma, where Machmir, that if let's say the ashes are in a Kli, and that Kli was placed on a Sheretz, since the Sheretz is being mamid the ashes, in some way it's supporting them, because the Kli the ashes are in is on the Sheretz, so the ashes would be Tamei, and it would be the same thing over here. If the Kohen who's scooping up the ashes of the Paraduma is going to be doing so, even with a plain wooden Kli that doesn't have a base Kibul, still, since he's supporting those ashes on this piece of wood, they're going to be Tamei. So once again, what do we need the Pasuk for to say that he has to be Tar? So Shai answers, Tiftar Ba'isav B'Nesar, we could explain that he's just gathering them with a Nesar, with a board. In other words, he's not scooping up the ashes, so he's not holding the ashes on the board. He's really just gathering them, meaning shoveling them all into a pile or something like that with a board. And that's what the Chiddush of the Pasuk is, that even though that's the only thing that he's doing, and he's not actually scooping them up, he's just gathering them, he still needs to be Tahar. Ask the Gemara of Efshar Shlein Yonasi Olav, is it possible that he's not going to end up carrying some of the ashes on the board? You take a little board or a piece of wood, and you shovel or scrape the ashes into a pile, of course some of them are going to go onto the board, and then once again we go back to one of our original issues. So our view then Avadra Ventanya, Tifter we could explain differently, but Isve Maltra Ave, it's where he's gathering them into a pile with a Maltra Ave, which is a thick beam, and over here there's no way any of the ashes are going to be able to go on the beam. Just imagine one of those 2x4s that you use to support your schach of your sukkah. If you're gathering some ashes together with that, none of the ashes are going to go on top of it, and it's in that situation the Pasuk is emphasizing that the person still has to be tarred. Now another question regarding this, Rabba Bar Mamal Ba Kumir of Ami, Mamin Adam Tar L'Chatos, L'Kli Reikon Tar L'Chatos. What's the difference between a Tahar person in regards to Chatos, meaning the Paraduma that we're talking about, and an empty Kli that's Tahar in regards to Paraduma? There's Machlekes Ramei and Chamim, we're going to a person who's Tamei Drabanon, and if he touches or moves a Kli that's Tahar, are we going to consider that Tamei in regards to the Paraduma? Rav Meir says yes, and the Chamim say no. And so we see that when it comes to a Kli, the Chamim are Mekel, but over here in our Mishnah, the Chamim are Machmir, because that's what we started out the Gemara with, quoting the Mishnah, L'Chatos im Nitmu Yadav Nitmu Gufay, that even when he becomes Tamei, only a Tamei Drabanon that's going to be Tamei's hands, it's considered like his whole body's Tamei. So why are we machmir with a person and not with a kli? So I'm related of Ami responds to Rabba Bar Mamal. The pasuk tells us va'asav ish tahar, and a tahar man shall gather. So the question is matamalim or ish? Why is the pasuk saying ish? It could just say va'asav hatahar or va'asav tahar. Why dafka say and a tahar man shall do it? El must be li tahar meul ish la'soisek mechatos uchefer chatos. The pasuk is emphasizing a special mile, a special chumrah that we're treating the person with, just like the mechatos was the chatos and the ashes of the chatos, and this is a chumrah over a regular kli. Now a different understanding of this pasuk of Yosef says b'shem Hashem Elokish Hesed Shadi Harti L'cha B'Sheretz Timesi L'cha Kan. The pasuk over here is emphasizing the following din that Tumas Hesed, which is Tumas contracted by just moving something that I was Matar for you by a Sheretz, meaning when a person is Tami from a Sheretz, the only way he can be Tami something else if he touches it, not if he moves it. Nonetheless, I was Matami for over here in regards to Chatos, even though he's not touching the ashes of the Paraduma. Still, when he moves them Hesed, that's going to be Matami them. And Atal Chavav, this Mishnah continues discussing chumers that we have in Tumah. So the Mishnah tells us Hatayv L'chulin, if a person goes to the mikvah for chulin purpose, purposes, and his kavana was that it's for chulin, asur b'maaser. He's not allowed to be involved in maaser. That's because his kavana was just for chulin, so he's only allowed to have chulin. Similarly, hatavil maaser v'hochzak l'maaser. If he went to the mikvah for maaser, and his kavana was this is for maaser, also truma, so he's not allowed to have truma because truma is a higher level. Hatavil truma, someone who's tovel for truma v'hochzak truma, and his kavana was for truma, also l'kodesh. He's not allowed to be involved in kodesh. And hatavil kodesh v'hochzak l'kodesh. If he went to the mikvah for kodesh, and his kavana was for kodesh, also l'chatos. He's not allowed to be involved in the paraduma and the mechatos. Now hatavil chamer hotar l'kal. If a person went to the mikvah with an intention for something higher, more chamer, so he is allowed to be involved in something more mekel. And tovel v'loy hochzak. If he went to the mikvah and he had no kavana whatsoever, kilu loy tovel. It's as if he didn't go to the mikvah at all. And that's specifically regarding meiser and onwards, because chulin doesn't need kavana in the first place. As for sure, he's allowed to eat chulin even though he didn't have kavana. But anything more than that, he's not allowed to be involved in. So that's I know based on top of the gemara right away. Asked v'chulin tzrichin kavana. Chulin needs kavana. A person's tamei. He wants to be able to eat chulin, so he goes to the mikvah. You're saying that he has to have kavana to be able to eat chulin. It's mashma that from the first line of the mishnah that he was tovel chulin, he was hochzak chulin, meaning he had kavana to eat chulin, but he doesn't need kavana. It's just regular chulin. And the answer is you're 100% right. It's just that deruba asameir lecha. The mishnah's come to teach you something more than that. That afilu tovel chulin v'hochzak chulin. The chiddush is that even though he went to the mikvah for chulin and his kavana was that he wants to eat chulin, nonetheless asur b'maaser, he's not any maaser. Like we said at the end of the mishnah, if he went to the mikvah with no kavana, he's still allowed to eat chulin. So you're 100% right. He doesn't need to have kavana during his tevila in order to be able to eat chulin. The chiddush is that even though he did have kavana, this tevila is for chulin, still he's not allowed to have maaser. Now the question is, why would that be? Why can Amar Blazer kaminyan a chulin kin minyan a maaser? Didn't Rabbi Blazer say that chulin and maaser have the same minyan, meaning the same dinei toma? Chulin can only maximum become a sheni l'toma. Same thing with maaser. So why are we differentiating between chulin and maaser? And the answer is kan l'chil v'kan l'maga. One is for eating, one for touching. Meaning this is all just chumah d'rabbanan anyway. As a chumah specifically is in regards to eating. You're right. In regards to touching, they have the same din. A person touches chulin, a person touches maaser, is going to impart the same toma. Maximum they can become a sheni. But specifically in regards to eating, we're more machmir that if a person wants to eat maaser, he has to be on a higher level of tahara. We can be discussing hatovel stam mutar b'kulam. If a person goes to mikvah stam with no intention, he's mutar with everything, with all the different levels. Now the reason why this is not a steer with the mishnah is because the mishnah is talking about where he just went to the mikvah stam and he had no kavana whatsoever. But over here we're talking about where he went to the mikvah and he had kavana that he wants to be matar himself. It's just he didn't have a particular tahara level in mind. So over here is actually tahara for all the levels. Now Rabbi Yechon clarifies mizuk l'kulon. That's when he needs to have tahara levels for all of them. For example, he needs to eat kodesh or truma or whatever it is. But if he didn't need to be involved with all of them, so then he's not going to be tahara for all of them. Now seeing this concept in regards to something else, a person's feet are still in the water, meaning he went to the mikvah and as he started emerging, he hadn't fully left and his feet are still in the water. He's able to maxik himself for any tahara that he wants because since he's still connected to the mikvah, even though he's not fully immersed, it's considered like he's in the mikvah and he's able to have in mind any tahara that he wants. Now to Montanin over there, we learned in a mishnah, this Maseches Taharas, makal shimalei mashkin tmein. We have a staff or a stick that has tummy liquid on it. Kim sheshika l'mikvah. Once he did hashaka to a mikvah, which means he just touched it to a mikvah, so only part of the stick is in the mikvah. Tahara, that's metahar all the liquid, because liquid's considered connected to the mikvah. Different Rabbi Shu's, opinion. Whereas Chamer and Chamer say ad sheyit was kula, he has to be tovel the entire thing. The whole stick has to go in the mikvah. Now we have machlokes. How to understand this machlokes? Rabbi Shu and the Chamer. Rabbi Shimon Lakshaymer. Rabbi Shlakshu says ma pligin. What's our machlokes? Betoma kala. That's only with a toma drabanon. Alu betoma chamura. But if we're talking about a toma dayraisa, after Rabbi Shu amayda, Rabbi Shu agrees that we're not mekel and the whole stick would have to be immersed in the mikvah. Whereas Rabbi Yechonah and Rechon says that no, after toma chamura pligin, even with a toma dayraisa, they argue and Rabbi Shu is mekel even in that case. Says the Gemara. Masisa pligin Rabbi Shimon Lakish. This brass that we just quoted before seems to be question on Rish Lakish. Why is that? What do we say before? A person's feet are still in the water. He can machzik himself for any level of tahara that he wants. So we see that even though he's not fully in the mikvah, just his feet are in, it's still considered like he's in the mikvah. As mashma the same thing with the stick, that the stick is just a little bit in the mikvah, it's connected to it, and therefore would be tahar. So the Gemara answers no. We can explain that braisa referring to a case where a person ate tummy foods or drank tummy drinks, and that's only a tumma drabanan, which is just a before, Rish Lakish agrees that a tumma drabanan we would be mekel with. I think we're asked on this. Like in Rabbi Yaakov Zavdi, didn't Rabbi Yaakov Zavdi say there were vows said b'shem Rosh Hashanah Lakish that a oichal oichon tumeim v'sheis mashkin tumeim gufa tar b'lei chavana, that a person who ate or drank tummy foods or liquids, even though that makes him tummy midrabanan, still his body is tar without kavana. In other words, he go to the mikvah without any particular intention and he's still going to be tar. Mimeil that tells us that this brisa of oideu ragl v'shkais mayim, that if his feet are still in the water and now he wants to have in mind for a higher level of tahara, it has to be referring to where he's tamei midairaisa, not tamei midrabanan. Because again, if he was tamei midrabanan, he wouldn't have to have any kavana at all. So we're back to the drawing board. This seems to be a question of Rish Lakish. So our answer is that no. Mekim shanas and datu l'tahara ma'ulim imenu tsarich kavana. Since he has a mind for a higher level of tahara, he does need kavana. In other words, what we said before. 4 is correct. If a person is Tamei Midrabanan, so when he goes to the mikveh, he doesn't have to have any particular kavana, and he's considered Tahar. However, that's only in regards to Truma. That's because the Tamei Midrabanan that he has on himself right now is going to cause him to passel Truma if he touches it. So therefore, his immersion in the mikveh is going to mitire him only for Truma. Now, if he wants to be a higher level of Tahara, then he does have to have the official kavana in mind for a Tahara Me'ula Mimenu, and Rish Lakish agrees to that, so his price is not a steer on Rish Lakish. We continue asking though, Masisa Pligar of Shem Lakish. The following is a question on Rish Lakish. Was the Meshet Talos Mikvah Shesh by Arbaim Sam Chubanais? We have a mikvah which is precisely 40 saw, which is the minimum share mikvah is able to be. Rajushnai Vitavlu, Zachar Zeh, and two people went down to Tavel, one after another. So Rish and Tar, the first one's Tar, Vashani Tomei, and the second one's Tomei. That's because when the first one walked out, he took some of the water with him. Now it's less than 40 saw, so the second one is not being Tavel in a Kasher mikvah. Now Rabbi Yehudaimer, he says, Imayurakov Shal Rishan, I guess Mayim, if the feet of the first one are still touching the water, he hasn't left yet. Afashani Tahar, even the second one is Tahar. As mashma, even for a Toma Chamura, and so this is clearly not like Rish Lakish. Answers the Gemara, no, there's also referring to a person who had ate or drank Tomei foods or liquids, and it makes him Tomei only Midirabanon and not to Oiraisa. So therefore, this mission is not necessarily a question on Rish Lakish. However, we conclude with a third question, which will not have an answer to it. Masisa Pliga Roshim and Lakish. The following Mishnah is a question on Rish Lakish. What does the Mishnah tell us? It's not Shiva Ma'ara. There's a radish in a cave, which means it's in water in a cave. Isha Nida Madichasai Vahu Tahar. A woman who's a Nida, she can mush it around in the water and it's still Tahar because it's in the water. However, Ha'alasa Kalshim and Amayim Tamei. If she lifts it even a little bit out of the water, now it's Tamei. That's because it has liquid on it. It was Mukhsha the Kabal Toma. Now this woman, who's a Nida, so she's Tamei, she's touching this Tsunai, this radish, so she's Matame on it. Now, Vatani Allah, we have a brass that was taught on this. Rabbi Yehuda Matar Mishum Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Yehuda said, based off Rabbi Shua's Shita, that this radish is still Tahar. And that's because since she didn't lift the radish completely out of the water, so the water that's on the top of the radish is still connected to the main water in the cave, which is considered mikvah water for all intents and purposes, and therefore the radish is not considered to be out of the water yet, and that's why it's not tamei. Here's a question on Rish Lakish. Isn't a nida tamei chamura? That's a tamei d'oraisa. And nonetheless, we see that we're mekel, and the radish is still considered to be connected to the water, and therefore it's not tamei. This is definitely a question on Rish Lakish, and it doesn't have an answer to it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss levels of chumra in regards to Toma, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.